as far back as I can remember. The first thing I gazed at was a magnificent mountain range called the Great Smokies. There are other mountains much taller and more impressive, but these are America's oldest. The little place we called home ran along the foothills of Chilhowee Mountain. In the late 1800s, it was named Happy Valley. There were artisans and musicians spinning their crafts and songs, which frequently echoed throughout the glens and hills. As a child, I was mesmerized by this art form. My parents were musicians, so musical influences began early. But it wasn't until later in life I began composing songs that reflected back on some history as well as life experiences we had while living in the Smokies. This musical work appears more like a book with chapters that tell a complete story, like an echo in a canyon. Acoustic Mountain reverberates with childhood memories and recollections that keep coming back. Most of the compositions were written around the time of my mother's passing. Perhaps that is what inspired me to write this. Though we don't wish to go back in time, I believe somewhere deep in a person's soul, there are things that long to be revisited. Chapter 1. Old Abe. In 1567, Spanish explorer Juan Pardo landed on the shore of South Carolina and headed northwest into the Smoky Mountains. After reaching the foothills, they traversed southwest through a valley where he found a winding creek, ultimately leading him to the Tennessee River. There, for the first time, he discovered the Overhill tribe of Cherokee in a village called Chalahume. No one from the outside had ever made contact with these people until then. It was customary for Spaniards to bring newly translated Holy Bibles on these expeditions. That may explain why so many headmen from different villages began taking Old Testament names. The most famous headman was Chief Abram, known by many as Old Abe. He rose to great prominence among the Overhill Cherokees 200 years after Pardo first entered the area. By then, the Chalahume name had been changed to Chilhowee. Always at war with other tribes and even Euro-American settlers, Abram, along with his entire village, was found tomahawked to death in 1788. This happened at Chilhowee, where the creek fed into the Tennessee River. Not only were the circumstances surrounding the massacre a mystery, but the village remained abandoned. By the late 1800s, soldiers who survived the Civil War began settling in the valley. They were so happy to finally be at peace, they named it Happy Valley. The winding creek that originally led Pardo through that valley took the name Abram's Creek. And the mountain next to the village became Chilhowee Mountain. The song says, "Legends live and die here. Haunting echoes past, the distant edge of wonder, a sacred soul at rest. Old Abram of Chilhowee, known in all domain. The waters from the mountains forever bear his name.